AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's defense minister has told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, but no word when. Israeli airstrikes continue across Gaza, including in the south, where Israel had declared safe zones. Meantime, a U.S. intelligence assessment estimates this week's explosion at a Gaza hospital caused on the low end of up to 300 deaths. Sagar Magani has details.
The unclassified assessment seen by the AP describes it as still a staggering loss of life. While officials in Hamas-ruled Gaza quickly blamed an Israeli airstrike, Israel denied it. The U.S. assessment notes only light structural damage to the hospital itself and no visible impact crater. That echoes statements from President Biden on down that intelligence officials do not believe an Israeli strike caused the explosion.
Initial indications are that this was from an errant rocket that was launched by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. is still assessing exactly what happened. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden's delivering only the second Oval Office address of his term tonight, making the case for U.S. support of Israel and Ukraine, with both at war. The administration is planning to request billions more in military aid. Biden also wants more money for Taiwan's defense and managing migrants at the southern border with Mexico. On Capitol Hill, no House Speaker still, Representative Jim Jordan.
I'm still running for Speaker, and I plan to go to the floor.
Other Republicans like Jim Banks are not happy.
We don't deserve the majority if we go along with a plan to give the Democrats control over the House of Representatives. It's a giant betrayal to our Republican voters.
Economic numbers today, home sales down last month. While mortgage rates continue to rise, Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 7.63%, the highest since December 2000. Stocks closed lower. The Dow down 250 points. This is AP News. Attorney Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty in the Georgia election subversion case.
How do you plead to the 6 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties?
Guilty.
Fulton County Prosecutor Daisha Young says the state was ready to prove their case.
The purpose of the conspiracy was to use Misty Hampton's position to unlawfully access secure elections machines in Coffee County, Georgia.
The deal's a significant win for District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Powell was a Trump loyalist, charged along with the former president and 16 others with violating anti-racketeering laws in an attempt to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Judge Scott McAfee sentenced Powell to 6 years probation.
You're to testify truthfully against any and all co-defendants in this matter.
The deal's an about-face for a lawyer who pushed baseless conspiracy theories about a stolen election, participated in a news conference for the Trump campaign, and a strategy meeting at the White House. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.